And the AFL has signed up 18 new multicultural ambassadors, and Nick Natanui tops that list. He joins us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. Nick, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us about this role you've got with the AFL. I love it. I love seeing all the pictures. I love seeing all the kids, meeting you guys at clinics all over the country. You must be enjoying yourself, I reckon. There's always a smile on your face.
Yeah, it's good fun. I guess we get a lot of joy out of seeing, I guess, the kids at the grassroots level getting involved. And our job is to kind of spread diversity and multiculturalism in our game. So, seeing it from the young level leading up is always a joy for us players.
Now, Nick, just on that, when you are out speaking to these kids as part of your role with the AFL, is the AFL as big as it was when you were growing up, when I was growing up? Because it was just the world, but because there's so much more sport available now on TV and on your tablets and your iPhones and all that type of thing, is it still as big as you knew it?
Yeah, it's still as big. I guess the influence of other sports does take its toll. So, having the Olympics or the Rugby World Cup or the Soccer World Cup doesn't help our cause too often. But, for some of these kids, especially the guys who are from a different background and growing up in Australia, footy is, I guess, their first sport as well. So, getting those guys involved is pretty easy because most of them are pretty athletic. It's just keeping them engaged, which is the toughest task.
Yeah, that would be the toughest part, Nick, and particularly if their families haven't been brought up here and haven't, it's not in their system like it is most Australians. Football is right there, particularly in the southern states. How important is it just for the social inclusion at school, just to keep them going, and for you guys to turn up and lead the way, do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, I think it's massive. I probably can speak from my own experiences growing up and not having, my family not understanding what football was or what it was about. And I guess the social cohesion that, you get out of footy is massive. Just being able to be invited to a local footy club and hanging out with a typical Aussie family and having a barbecue, things like that just, means the world to some of these kids. And it meant the world to me growing up as well. And it helped you probably have a bit of identity and probably fit in the local community and at your school as well. So, for most of these kids, the topic of conversation on a Monday morning is, did your footy team win on the weekend? So, having them barrack for a team or play for a certain team has helped them as well.
Is that the way you remember it when you were a kid, like a really young fellow with mum and dad probably didn't know what the game was about? I mean, what got you over the line?
Yeah, I had no idea. Getting the footy training was pretty tough and trying to explain the game I wanted to try and play was hard, but once they saw I was enjoying it and having fun, which these kids are today as well, it was a pretty easy choice for them to let me continue on that pathway.
As you said, Marco, 18 new multicultural ambassadors today announced by the AFL. Two of those are the females. We know how big women's footy is becoming. Mm. Nick, this was just
That's
a matter
huge.
Of time before this happened?
Yeah, it was good to get the two involved along with the new guys. But, Sabrina and Darcy are, massive inclusions and, I heard they can play a bit of footy as well, so I'll be following their pathway pretty closely over this year and the years to come. So, fingers crossed they help with the multicultural message as well. But I'm really looking forward to the women's game developing and hopefully getting to that elite level and playing just at the same standard we do now.
Talking about developing, do you feel your game's still developing? Well, what's left for you to master in the craft?
Yeah, I do. I'm pretty fortunate, as I've always said, having Coxie at the footy club. Whether I was playing alongside him and now having him as a full-time ruck coach and a stoppage coach has been beneficial. So, I'm pretty blessed to have him there every day. And, we're continually working on my game and the other rucks as well. So, I guess the sky's the limit. I guess it's up to me at the end of the day how far I want to take it.
What about the pre-seasons, Nick? Famously, you've had some trouble with your pre-seasons. I reckon you've strung a couple together so far anyway. How are you feeling? I mean, you must be wrapped to get a couple under your belt.
Yeah, I've been at West Coast nearly 10 years now. I think this is only my second pre-season.
Isn't that unbelievable?
A full pre-season. So normally it's surgery, towards the end of the year, and it kind of hinders my lead in the pre-season. But, last year and this year I've been fortunate enough to have a clean run into it. So, I'm loving it. Not really loving the Perth heat, but, it's always good fun to go out and, I guess, be put in pain along with all your teammates and, it's all worth it in the end.
Have you watched the grand final yet, Nick?
I have. We watched it as a team. We watched it pretty much a few days after the grand final day as well. So, we've analysed the hell out of it, but we've moved on and we're looking forward to this year as well.
What did you learn from it though, the game and the way it evolved for you guys, and then obviously Hawthorn's dominance in the end of the grand final? What did it teach you about big games at that end of the season?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing we learned was everything counts in those big games. On a big stage, you're just the little things, I guess, that probably get you over the line. So I wouldn't say we were overawed or, you know, scared of the occasion, but I think it was more about getting the fundamentals correct, you know, when it really counted. And, you know, we watch vision of guys like, you know, Luke Hodge or Suriola just tapping the ball forward just to get it in their forward half, things like that. Just the simple things, which I guess you can get caught up with the occasion and, you know, want to do the spectacular things on the big day. But it is those, I guess, those 1% of those simple things that really count. So a lot of learning came out of that footy game. And the boys are, you know, only better for that experience.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nick, when you get a kick in the bum, like losing a grand final, losing something important or failing in a pressure situation, you need that resilience. So I was just going to ask what you noticed about the group when you first got back. When you first got back and, you know, it was time to get to work, how were the boys?
Yeah, the boys being through what we went through, you know, in that game and being a pretty young side, you kind of expected the guys to be pretty down themselves, but no, everyone was full of confidence, full of joy and ready to start back. I know pre-season is not the most exciting at times, but for the majority, I wouldn't say every player, for the majority, you know, it was exciting because we want to, I guess, a little bit of redemption, I guess, but, you know, we just can't wait to get back and play some footy. So, most of the guys are pretty happy rocking up on day one.
And you played some great footy at your club, obviously, to get to a grand final, you had to do that. And one of the real highlights was the new defensive structure that someone in the coaching staff came up with. I'm not sure it was Adam Simpson himself or one of the assistants. The Weagles Web would end up being called. Does that evolve in 2016? You get a few players back, I think, from the long-term injury, which will be great. Does that evolve or do you keep that structure? How's it going to look?
Yeah, I'm not too sure because it was a pretty small back line. So it was, yeah. Pretty limiting to what you could do. The guys really did step up. You know, guys like Jeremy McGovern, Brad Shepherd, Elliot Yeo, those guys had some outstanding years along with Jared Wellingham. But, yeah, it's a whole new mix now with Mitch Brown and obviously Eric McKenzie coming back in. I'm sure they'll slot straight back into the team. So I think the Weagles Web might have a new name in 2016. But I look forward to it.
Hey, Nick, down there at Flemington, I'm being told that Tommy Hawkins, Dane Zorko, Tom Nichols and Adam Saad are down there kicking the ball around with the kids. Sounds fantastic. Those kids will remember this day for a long, long time. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. And good luck in 2016.
Thanks very much. Cheers, guys.